This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Now listening to The Bradshaw Boys, a podcast where three relatively grown men binge the iconic HBO series Sex and the City. So dust off those DVDs and grab yourself a white wine or even a cosmopolitan and settle in. Take it away, boys.
Hello and welcome to another episode of The Pink Ladies. My name is Kevin Frenchie Doyle.
My name is Katie Sandy Siever.
Katie Sandy Siever.
Sandy is my mother-in-law's name.
Oh my gosh.
John, I said that's a little weird.
That is really awesome.
A quick on my feet thinking, which pink lady would I be? Sandy.
So it's part two.
It's part two of La La Land.
La La Land featuring Ryan Gosling. Oh. And we left off when they were at Griffith Observatory.
Oh, just a beautiful, beautiful scene.
Also, we always are forced to look for Sex and the City connections. Mm-hmm. They both fly away.
Oh, that's true.
There you go. They both fly. And that random, see, there's something, why do girls love flying away in beautiful cities?
I don't, you know what? I've never once wanted to fly away in a beautiful city, but now I'm going to question that for myself.
Yeah.
Are you going to fly away while you're in Paris?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just gonna
take away.
It seems like I guess that's the dream, right?
Maybe just the feeling floating on air.
Yeah,
you're just so in love.
Yeah, but when she does it, she just does it because what? She kissed Big?
No, I don't even think it's about Big.
Yeah,
is it? I don't know. It's when they were still trying to figure their stuff out.
Yeah, they're like, maybe it was, forget that, that's not canon.
Maybe it was about Big. I don't know, she just sort of floats up
well
through the city.
This, she leaves her boyfriend, she goes to they go to the movie doesn't work out, then they go to the Griffith Observatory and they have a little sky ballet.
Is a great mm-hmm. way to put it, and it's magic.
Yeah, and it's very musical-y. Mm-hmm. I feel like for those of you that don't know, it's like a big thing to like, right? Midway through, just have like a ballet, no sing, because they don't sing or anything. It's just a dance.
A lot of older musicals would have one big ballet, mm-hmm. typically more in the second act. Mm-hmm. Obviously this is like the end of the first act based on the time, but I mean, there's also like kind of a ballet in the second act too.
Yeah.
That we're going to talk about.